Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Masech Bezvei, Daf Lama, Daman Aleph. The Gemara here got into a discussion of Hanach Lem Yisro Mutif Sheshegim Layu Mezidin. The Gemara started with the question, Rabbi Baruch Chanan asked to Abayim, the Mishnah says, Ve Metavchem Ve Mesavchem Ve Meraktim. Now let a clap, or tap your lap, or dance. And now we see people do it, and we don't tell them anything. So just a little bit about that sugya. Today also, it's common that people dance on Shabbos, or clap, or bang on the table when they sing Zmiris. And Taisus brings down that miu, dafka miu lididon shari. To us it's mutter to do it. The dafka be a man, shei bikiyam lasis klisher. In those days, when they used to be able to make, they knew how to make musical instruments, so Mamela Shaykh Lemigzer, say have Xayah. Avali done any of the key and last is cliche, but for us we don't know how to make musical instruments. So Shaykh Lemigzer and I pass over to be Geyser. So very interesting. The Beis Yosef already asked the Kasha, Simin Shin Lamites. What about the Gemara early in the Fayim and Aleph that says that when Chazal make Xayah, even when the time is batal, Tsarich Minyan Achal Atire, the Xayah doesn't become batal on its own. You need a bezin to go be matter it. And we never found that bezin would be matter Xayah. And the Beis Yosef says, the Taisus compares this to Mashkim Megulim. We have Gemara's whole long discussion in Avodah Zarah about Mashkim, about beverages that are left uncovered. And the Gemara says, it's usur if you leave a beverage uncovered because a snake might have drank from it and put in his poison. And now it's mutter. And the Rishonim will say, because we don't have snakes around to put poison in the drinks. So similar, same thing here. We're not Bekiyim Beklish here. But it's a bit schwer, because what's taka the reason why by Mashkim Megulim it's mutter? How does that stem? So the Rishonim say a Lashon, because they didn't make a Gzeira. It's not like they said that any time there's Mashkim, beverage left uncovered, we're making an Issa Derabanan to drink them. And what's the reason why? Gzeira, we're afraid that maybe a snake will come. No. What they said was, is that Mashkim Megulim is a sakana. Based on what's doing, on how they understood it today, without Chazal informing you of this, you might think it's not Shchiach. It's not something you have to worry about. But Chazal say they do. And Chazal give you a whole halachas when you have to worry about it. So there the Rishonim could say that was based on the snakes that were there in Chazal's time, which aren't there anymore. But here, there's a gzeira not to do a certain thing. Why were they geyser? Because they were afraid that you might come to do another thing, and it's a deraisa. It's a regular gzeira. Even though the time is not shaykh, so why would the issa be mutter? The Igris Meisha, in Arachayim, Chelik Beisim, and Kuf, it discusses it at length. It's Matriach to Miyashivit, but it's a Shverizach. Lamaisa, the other Paiskim don't bring it. The Beis Yosef brings the Ma'rik that discusses dancing on Simchas Torah. And he says, what's the pshat we dance on Simchas Torah? Because Yedecha Shvuster Abonim Mishim Kavad HaTorah. Interesting thing, it's also an interesting halacha. But be it as it may, the Beis Yosef says, you see, it doesn't like Taisus, because otherwise Tami can dance. Because the end of the became a cliche. And the Mesheshu says that he thinks all the Paiskim hold that way because they didn't say this heter. Now the Ramah, in Simin Shin Lamites of Gimel, he starts off saying that people clamp and dance today, and the reason why we're not Meicha is because Mutav Sheshaykin. And then he says, V'yeshaymim, it's because since we're not became a cliche, that's why it's Mutav. And he says at the end, V'efshah shal zen ogul hakel b'kel. Sounds like the Ramah was Mesupik. Isn't the pshat that the people dance today, they're doing it shalaykidin, and it's just that we're not meichal zmutiv shishayigin, like the Gemara says, or people dance today are being saimach on tesis, and there's a minig very often, even if it's a das yachid, but if you have a minig, the minig is kaveh ad halacha. So if the minig is to be made like a das yachid, so then it's eiskalatin. So the Ramah is not sure. The Mishnah Berurah brings that al kopanim, it's not kedai to do this minig shalei b'makom mitzvah, only b'makom mitzvah. If you're doing it shalei b'makom mitzvah, you really shouldn't do it. You can only allow it if it's mutiv shishagig it. But it's masha from the Mishnah Berurah that b'makom mitzvah yitaka could do it, and that's what the Sharetzion brings from the Marshal. But he says the Beis Yosef didn't know the way. The Beis Yosef held that it was aser, it's just mutiv shishagig it. Rav Meisha also at the end of the Igris Meisha says, Avoladina chazina lemekilin, it sounds like there is a minig to be mekel al kopanim mitzvah to dance for the Kavod Shabbos Ukadema. Now, about the etzim din of Hanach Lemisrael, Mutiv Shishayim Velem Mizidin, is the Machlokes Rishayim. So Machlokes Rishayim, the Smag brings down the Machlokes. Smag is in Asin Yud Aleph. Taisus in various places, Shabbos Nachnan Hayim and Aleph, and at the end of Cheskes Abatim, and Avodah Zarah Davdalanim and Aleph, that he says that this din of Mutiv Shishayim Velem Mizidin applies even to Mizidin. In other words, if there's any possibility they'll accept the Techacha, then the kuli ami after mechiyach. You don't say mutiv shishaygin altogether. Mutiv shishaygin is if you know they won't accept it. That's what Taisa says. That's basically what all rishayim say. But the question is, let's say they are mezidim, but they won't accept the techacha. So Taisa says you're not mechiyach. If you know for sure they won't accept the techacha, you do not say techacha. Taisa, in a few places, like you said, the smag asin yiralef to say frachinuch mitzvah lametes. But kam rishayim argue. The Ridva Masech the Shamus and also Makis Davchav and the Urayim, Rav Lezer Mimitz, Simon Reishchav Gimel, and the Smack. The Smack Yad Aleph says, you don't have to the Smack. Kuf Yud Beis says, no. It's Mutiv Shishayin, they say. But if they're ready, amazed, so they have to be Meicha. The Magen Avraham brings the sheet that's in Simon Tafresh Kes, here by Taisus Yom Kippurim, where the Gemara brings it, and the Shulchan Aruch says the Salacha, that we not meicha about the people that don't keep Taisus Yom Kippur because Mutiv Shishayin, and the Magen Avraham says, brings the Rishayim, the smack, that if the Mezidim, then there's no such halacha. And the Mishmur also says, then Sifkanne. They say, you meicha once. Now there's another halacha, which seems to be an unrelated halacha, but the Mishmur puts it together. The Rosh over here, and the Ran, and the Rajma, and the Miri, they bring it from the Bala Itter, Sefer Itter, That the Gemara says, Loishna deraisa, Loishna derabonan, we're not meicha because Taisus Yom Kippurim is deraisa, we're not meicha, it's mutiv shishayin, is only by davar that's not mefurish b'tayr. Davar that's mefurish b'tayr, you don't say it, and you mechuyiv to be meicha. And the Ramah passes that way, in Siman Tafresh Chesiv Beis, that a davar shem mefurish b'tayr, you don't say this din a mutiv shishayin. Now what's the chilik? A bit shmer. The Mishnah Berurah says the chilek is that a davar furish b'tayr, we assume that they're amazed. So that's interesting. So according to that, we have another few Rishayim and a Ramah on the list of when you're amazed, you don't say mutiv shishayin. The Sharetzion says that the Rashba is clearly at that's the time. He's right. The Rashba here at Finart is clear that mefurish b'tayr, we assume that they're amazed. So kum des halacha l'maaseh, very interesting. First of all, if there's any chance they'll be mekabel techachi mefuri to mechiach in all cases, even when they're shaking, and when somebody's amazed, you are mechuri to mechiach even if you won't be mekabel at least once. You're all the gechumra. But lechayra, if the Magen Avraham brings it down from the smack and the Mishnah Berurah brings the halacha, and also the Ramah brings from these rishayim the Bala Itter, which all the rishayim here bring, that davar shemefurish b'tayra you don't say mutim. If the reason is because he's amazed. So that's a Rubidub Rishayim, even though we did mention some Rishayim that say it's even by Amazit. And just like, what's the Pshat? It's even by Amazit. I says Mutiv Shishayim. Teres says, the more Techacha they get, the more Amazit they'll be. Mutiv that they shouldn't be such a big Amazit. But the other is, no, once they're Amazit, we don't worry so much. So the Halacha brings, at least one Kula, that if you know they're not Mekabel, you don't have to Mecha, is only someone who doesn't have Aver Akroi. But someone who's Perke Olegami, he's Fry, he's Mechal Shabbos, Tefesa, Echel Nevel Slahachas, you're not Mechuri to Mechirich him altogether. He's not Mechal HaMisechel. And he declares, even though Echel Nevel Slahachas, or Mechal Shabbos Shalei Befehesia, but he's not keeping the Torah, but it's only the Te'avain, the Shalei, he says, Yesh La'ayin. Maybe they do have to be Mecha, even if they won't be Mechabal, maybe you don't. And it brings a ton of veil. Oh, that way, you're not mechiyach people that are parke oil. The Minchas Chinuch says, even that halach is only when the zicha won't be mekabel. If they might be mekabel, then you have to mechiyach even in that case, either not mechal misecha, but you can make the mechal misecha. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. Seven Reish Lamites. Now, the Bi halacha brings an interesting halacha for the Birkei Yosef. He says, this thing that the Rishayim say, you have to mecha by Adav and Mefurish B'Tayra, and Lechayra Hu Adin, and his thing, something which is amazed. That's only when we could taka stop them. When Shadenu Tkifa La'ivim Limchas Ve'em Mecheskes Yad. If we're able to stop them. But if we're not able to stop them, you're not Mechoyiv if you know for sure they won't be Mechabal. So that would be a good heter. But the Rabbi Alacha brings from the smack that he says it's Mulchi, he didn't hold that way. You always have a Chiyiv to be Meicha. But the emphasis is, when the Rosh brings the Bala Itter, the Lashon he has is, you shouldn't bring it, Davam Mefurish B'Torah Machinan Ve'anshinan Ad De'Parshi. The Chari that's Mamish referring first, like the Birkei Yosef, that they have to be Meicha and punish them until they stop. So I think it's a machalikis rishenim, even though, like we're saying, we have kama rishenim that say by a mezid, and then we have kama rishenim that say by davam furish b'tayr, which has the same din as mezid, like the be'alacha, like the Mishnah Berurah says. That you have to be meicha even if you don't be mekabel, but there's two different schools of thought as to why. The smack says the reason is because b'zayin atayr in chil l'ashem. People are being over on the tayr, you have to be meicha, you have to say something. Otherwise, it's a chil l'ashem, nobody cares. So b'zayin atayra, even if they're not going to be mekabel, you have to do yours. But the Bala Itter says no. The Bala Itter says mechinen v'anchinen and the parashi. You have to stop them from doing the avera. So what bothers me is like this: if it's yadenu tkifa, like the Bala Itter is mash mechinen v'anchinen and the parashi, so why even the sheikh shouldn't we do it? If we're able to do it, so what's this mutiv shi sheikh v'ayim eziden? I guess the pshat is that the real thing is that they should do it themselves. We don't have to get involved necessarily. And if they're not going to listen, they're going to listen, so avada. That's cool doing it themselves. So then there's a mitzvah chay to chay v'sami secha. But if they're not going to listen, they don't necessarily have to get involved to stop people from doing averis. Al kapanim they're shaking, that's cool. Mutim shi shaking al yemezidin. If the only way they're going to stop is if we force them to stop, that's cool mezidin. If Shad is, if it's the Dabba Furish of Torah, they're amazing anyway, so then we have to force them to stop. They're a Shagig Shain. Even though we're capable of forcing them to stop, but since they won't listen on their own, we say, Mutim Shin Shagig Vayim Azidin, as a Lecher state. Now, in the Indian of Taisus Yemi Kippurim, I want to say over a shtickle from the Stipler. The Rishaynim are bothered, what's Taisus Yemi Kippurim? It says, Taisus Yemi Kippurim is the Raisa, and they were Achli Vashasi Asha Hashaychem Vim Vaimidi. What does it mean they were achli v'shasi ashech hashecha? Taisa says, it sounds like there's a certain shear what the Taisa Yom Kippurim is, because they didn't eat ach hashecha. That would be nisa deraisa. You can't be a safik deraisa. Elamai, there must be a shear. But he says he doesn't know the shear. Len is bar a shear. And he says, l'chein esh lizor l'hafsik mi b'edyayim. It's not clear what Taisa holds, because he says we don't know the shear. So you have to be careful and be mafsik mi b'edyayim. How much do we have to be mesupik maybe the shear is? Doesn't say clearly. See, the Ran explains Taisus Kasha more. He says like this. He says, what do you mean they didn't keep Taisus Yom Kippur? They obviously had to stop before Benish Mashas. Because otherwise, that's more than Taisus Yom Kippur. That's Yom Kippurim itself. It's nothing to do with Taisus Yom Kippur. So if they stopped before Benish Mashas, obviously, there was at least a second of time before Benish Mashas where they stopped, because Eif Shalatzam said, there's no way you could eat till the Rega Kamemre of Benish Mashas. So that's the thesis. Elamite, it must be a shear. So what's the shear? Is it 2 minutes? Is it 5 minutes? Is it a half hour? We don't know. Zak Diran, I say there's no shear. But what's the pshat? Thesis Yom Kippur means you have to add. Adding means, if I didn't tell you to add, you'll eat till a certain time. Make sure to stop earlier than you would have otherwise stopped. So whatever you feel, you're mechuyev to stop al tzafik, that's not adding. Adding is, I'll suffic, I would eat for another minute or two, and now, I'll taisus, I'm not going to eat. That's called taisus. There's no shear, but there has to be some discernible haisafa, some discernible addition to what you would have done if it wouldn't be for taisus Yom Kippur. Now, the Ran ends, the zel das misha sever, the ma'ne minas vege d'raisa l'chumim mid'raisa hi. So the Ran ends that this pshat could only work according to the Rishonim that hold that Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra is a Din Deraisa. What does he mean by that? There's a Machlokes Rishonim. If that that we know Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra is that a Deraisa the Gedin, mean Deraisa Mechuyev Timachem by Sveikas? Or no? The Rambam holds, it's a Derabana the Gedin, mean Deraisa go L'Kula, mean Derabana they say go L'Chumra. So if the Sheet is that Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra is a Deraisa the Gedin, so then we can understand Tezu Kippurim exactly the way the Ran explained it. That midiraisa anyway, you have to imachma menesh mashes. So whatever you have to imachma al tzafik, that can't be tesis, because that you'd have to imachma without tesis. And then tesis means the imachma more, extra, has to be something which is clearly extra. But if you hold Safik Deraisa Lechumr, is there a banan, midraisa ilana bimekel besvekis? So, what will be extra? Extra will be, because anytime is a Safik you can eat. You only can eat when it's a vaday. So, extra would mean sometime before it's a vaday. So, anyway, there'll be asim in a banan al Safik Deraisa Lechumr. So, practically speaking, you wouldn't have to be meisif at all. So, this Gemara that says that the people would eat until Chashecha, so if, so th- and that can't mean, because we know Safik Deraisa Lechumra. So they didn't eat Mamish till Chashecha, they ate till there was a Safik. But Midoraisa, Safik Deraisa is the Kula. So Midoraisa would be allowed to eat more, and the Taisus would have to be, the Ran Shtikl is, there's no shear to the Taisus. The Taisus means you have to add. So Midoraisa, I am adding, so practically, Midorabanan, you wouldn't have to add anything to more to what you'd anyway be Asur al Safik. That's the Ran Sa'ar. That his mahalach in the sugya, there's no shir to vanish to Taisa Shabbos. It's just you have to be machmer, whatever you're going to have to be machmer anyway, al Safik Yom Kippur, that can't be called Taisa. That would be good if Safik Deraisa Lechumra is Midaraisa Lechumra. So, whatever is going to be a Safik is not included in Taisa, has to be something more than we do otherwise al Safik. And these people would do only what they have to do al Safik. So that's why I have to say Mutav Shishayigit. Mashayinkan, if you're al Safik Deraisa, the chumra is the rabbanan. So that means that when the Torah said taisus, the Torah said meant to taisus on what's not the Yom Kippur, which now that the rabbanan will geyser, suffik deraisa the chumra, anyway you're going to have to do al suffik deraisa, so there'll be no makam to understand the Gemara, you're going to have to say it as a shir, otherwise there's no makam to understand the Gemara that they weren't machmer on taisus Yom Kippur. That's the Ran. So the Shara Melech has a stira. The Ran here is saying that if you hold suffik deraisa the kula, you don't have to be machmer bein hashmashes on Yom Kippur, or on Shabbos, I would guess. Midaraisa, Safik is mutter. Samela bein hashmashes would be mutter. But the Ran in Yuma, when he discusses Taisus Yom Kippur, he says, Yesh lishol zman Taisus ha'emas, and he writes this lashon, V'yav shalai megam kishibus bein hashmashes, shar Taisus zu ein el nabasei, u'bein hashmashes Safik karasu v'chayim v'ashem toli. So there, the Ran brings in a point that there's a chiyav ashem tali for anyone that does malacha or on Yom Kippur that eats bein hashmashes. Ashem tali is for a safek karis, but ashem tali has a klal, you need ikva isur. Right? The case of ikva isur by chaylev is if you have a safek, if the this piece is chaylev or shuman, that's not called ikva isur. If you have two pieces, one's chaylev, one is shuman, you ate one, you didn't know which one, so there was a vada chaylev in, you might have eaten it, that's called ikva isur. Now, the Achrayim say, I think the Rishonim say already, that this din of Ashem Toli indicates clearly that Safik Deraisa is the Chumra. But they say that even if you hold like the Rambam, that Safik Deraisa the Chumra is the Rabbanan, but when there's a parish of Ashem Toli, automatically you'd have to say it's Deraisa. So when you're dealing with Ikve Yisura, especially when you're dealing with a Kharis that's Ikve Yisura, clearly it's Ashem Toli, it must be in that case Safik Deraisa is the Chumra, even me Deraisa. So since the Ran calls Bein Hashmashes, he says clearly in Yuma Yechayim V'Ashem Tali, Vaisis he holds it's Ikvi Yisura, there is a Chiyav V'Ashem Tali. If there's a Chiyav V'Ashem Tali, everyone agrees the Chai Gam that is a Chiyav V'Ashem Tali, that Safik Deraisa L'Chum is Deraisa. So how did the Ran go and ask a Kasha on Ishtikl and say Ishtikl is only good according to Yishayim that hold the Safik Deraisa L'Chum is Midaraisa L'Chum, but according to Yishayim holding Safik Deraisa L'Chum is only Derabanan? You can't say this whole thing about Taisim Yikipurim. Since he holds this Ikvi Yisura, and Yechayev and Ashem Tali, so Mel Eben holds this Lechumra. Now, he brings the Taisim increases Daf Yed Zayin, because the Gemara really says that Bein Hashmashes is Chayev and Ashem Tali, but Taisim increases Daf Yed Zayin in the base holds that that's only Bein Hashmashes of Meitzoi Shabbos. Bein Hashmashes, the Bein Hashmashes after Shabbos, there's an Ashem Tali. Why? Because it was already Shabbos till now, so Mela, you want to go and say it's Eis Shabbos, then that is called Ikvi Yisura and Ashem Toli. Mashen Kain, Bein Hashmashes of Erev Shabbos, where it wasn't Shabbos yet, so then there's no Ashem Toli. That's what Taisa holds increases. But the Ran says clearly not the way. The Ran says clearly there's a Chiyav Ashem Toli on all Bein Hashmashes, even coming in. That's his problem, why he doesn't understand where Taisa Shabbos comes in. But anyway, so what's the Pshat? That's the Stira. The Ran here says that my Shtikl Torah is not going to work according to Rishonim, that Safik Deraisa is only Lechumra Midarabanan, but since the Ran in Yuma says that someone who does malacha or eats on Yom Kippur and Ishmael Chayim and Hashem Tali, and Hashem Tali means it's Ikvi Yisura. If it's an Hashem Tali and Ikvi Yisura, everyone holds it should be the Raisa. That's the Kasha. So the Snipel here says the Teretz, this is the Teretz, he says two Mahalchim for the Teretz, but he says the Teretz that the time of Ben Ishmashis is Taka Hashem Tali according to the Ran, even Erev Shabbos, but the time that you are you have to be afraid that it might be Ben Ishmashis, that is no Din of Hashem Tali. That will be Tali if Savik Dereis L'chum is Dereis or Derabana. So Kumtais, here's the Ran's problem. If you hold Savik Dereis L'chum is Dereis, so as long as it might be Ben Ishmashis, I have to parish with Safi Dereisa L'chumra, which is Dereisa. So then, Taisus would mean that I have to be parish extra. Sometime where I have no Safik, a discernible time where I have no Safik, I'm being parish just as Taisus. But if your Safi Dereisa is L'chumra midirabana and midiraisa is L'kula, so Einachrami Ben Ishmashis will be L'chumra, Zak disciple. Because like the Ran says there, it's a Kvisura, it's Hashem Tali. But I'll Kopanim this man that I don't know it's Ben Ishmashis, because you don't know exactly when Ben Ishmashis starts, all that time would be mutter, because that wouldn't be an Hashem Tali. So then, and now, that Safik Dereisa is the Chumra Midrabana, so all that time can be counted for Tosu Shabbos. That's what the Ran's Kash is. So Snipel is saying this Chilik. Hashem Tali is only on Ben Ishmashis itself. But the time where it might be Ben Ishmashis, but you don't know that it's Ben Ishmashis, and a Chanam you'll have Safik Dereisa the Chumra. And if you hold Safik Dereisa the Chumra is Midrabana, then that will be also Midrabana. So therefore, Midiraisa, Taisa Shabbos, Safi before that. But if you hold Safi, Diraisa, Lechum, is Derabanan, that won't be Asim Midiraisa. Because it's not Ben Ishmashis, I don't know that it's Ben Ishmashis. That Safik is not called Ikvi Yisura. But what's the Chilik? Why is Ben Ishmashis Ikvi Yisura? And the time, which might be Ben Ishmashis, is not Ikvi Yisura. So Snipel has two Mahalchim. His first Mahalch is, like we mentioned, Taisa Shita is that Ben Ishmashis of Erev Shabbos is not called Ikvi Yisura. Why not? So the disciple says, perhaps the reason is, because it's a chazaka that it's day. If until now it's chel, and you want to tell me that it's Shabbos, so it's a chazaka, then it's chel, so that's not called Ikvi Yisur. Mashayin came by Shabbos, till now it was Shabbos. You want to be meitzi from the chazaka of Shabbos and say it's chel, that's called Ikvi Yisur. Okay. So if you have the chazaka, it's chel, it's not Ikvi Yisur. So what's the chan in the Ram that says it is Ikvi Yisur, and you do have an Hashem Tali? The Teretz says, there's a rule that's on a sveikah de dina, you don't say chazaka. Chazaka is a safik in metzias, what happened? Ben Ishmash is a safik in din. It's a halacha. We don't know when the halachic day ends, when the halachic night starts. It's a sveikah de dina, not a safik what happened. It's a safik in din. A sveikah de dina, you don't say chazaka. Ah, so that would apply only to Ben Ishmash itself. That's a sveikah de dina, so you don't say chazaka. But if I'm a subik if it's Ben Ishmash or not, I don't know when Ben Ishmashis starts, so I have the chazaka. That's not a sveik of the din, that's just the suffix that I'm having. The chazaka would mean that it's not Ikvi Yisura. So Ben Ishmashis of Erev Shabbos, the Ran holds, you don't have a chazaka. Why? Because it's a sveik of the dina. Sveik of the dina, that would be Ikvi Yisura, you have the chazaka. But when I don't know that it's Ben Ishmashis, there, I have the chazaka, so therefore it's not Ikvi Yisura. Therefore, we tell on whether the sheep the Safik Dereis L'chumra is Midereis L'chumra or Midereban L'chumra. But the disciple is bonded. If I have a Chazaka, so even if Safik Dereis is Midereis L'chumra, why don't they just rely on Chazaka? Elamai, the Svaris, why there's no Chazaka for Ben Ishmashis? Because it's a Suyu L'shtanais, because it's meant to be Mishtana right away. There are other Svaris. There's a Svara that, because the Shail is on the time, not on whether something changed. Good, then come Makal Maharich. But once you don't have Svaris, once you're saying anyway there's Svaris, you don't have a Chazaka, because otherwise that will be Mutter. So to go and say, okay, it's not enough of a Svaris to say Chazaka, but still, it will make it Ois Ikvi Yisura, that the disciple held was a Dechik. So he said another Chilik. He says, why is Ben Ishmashis Ikvi Yisura? So at first he thought that the reason is like this. It's a Chaticha, Mishtei Chaticha, it's like we said. What's Ikvi Yisura? If I have one chaticha, I don't know if it's chayil of a shuman, and I eat it, and I still don't know if it's chayil of a shuman, that's not called ikvi yisura, you don't bring an Hashem Tali. There has to be a vane isur here. I have two chatichas, one was chayil of one was shuman, and I don't know which is which, and I ate one of them, I don't know whether I ate the chayil of the shuman. Then, since it was a vane chelev here, that's called ikve yisura. So why is banish mashas ikve yisura? So first he thought, because I have two chatikas, I have Shabbos, which is after chashecha, I have chel, which is before banish mashas, and I have banish mashas, so it's echa mishne chatikas. Maybe it's part of the chel, maybe it's part of the Shabbos. So it's like a chatikah mishne chatikas. But he says, no, that's not such a good svar. Because the banish mashas is not totally in the other two. Here, one of them is chelev, one of them is shuman, I might have eaten the chelev. Here, the vadeh Shabbos is after banish mashas. The vadeh chel is before banish mashas. Where's the ikvi surah? The banish mashas should be like one chatikah, which is a suffix, if it's chelev and shuman. The other two chatikahs are not totally. Right? If I have three chatikahs, one is vadeh chelev, and I know it's chelev. One is vadeh shuman, and I know it's shuman. And I have one which I don't know if it's chelev or shuman. That's not called ikvi surah. The one that's vadeh chelev, I know I didn't eat. I just ate this one. So what's the pshat? So he says, Amari de Gibshat. He says, Beinah Shmashas is a Shaila. It's one Shaila in every Beinah Shmashas. So, Kumtais, I have two Beinah Shmashas here. I have the one on Erev Shabbos and the one on Meitzah Shabbos. One of them is Shabbos and one of them is Chayil. If Beinah Shmashas is Yom, so the one Erev Shabbos is Chayil. And the one on Shabbos is Shabbos. It's Chayilish. If Beinah Shmashas is Laila, so then forget. The one on Erev Shabbos is Kaddish, and the one on Meitzah Shabbos is Chayil. So I have two Chatichas, and I don't know which one is which. I have two Beinah Shmashas, one of them I know is Shabbos, one of them I know is Chayil, I don't know which is which. Or even if it's in the middle of Beinah Shmashas, this is what he means. L'chayra, halfway through Beinah Shmashas, could be Chayil, could be Kaddish. On Erev Shabbos, it could be Yom, could be Laila. On Erev Shabbos, halfway through Beinah Shmashas is Chayil, so on Meitzah Shabbos, halfway through Beinah Shmashas is Kaddish, and vice versa. But that is, of course, only the time which is actually Beinah Shmashas. But the time that I think might be Beinah Shmashas, that wouldn't be called the Chaticha Mishnei Chatichas, that wouldn't be called Ikvi Yisura, so might they have that same Teretz. So the Teretz is, Ein Achinami, even according to the Rishonim, that Safek D'Raisa L'Chumra is only Midarabanan, but on Beinah Shmashas itself, I'd be Mechuyiv Midaraisa, to be machman because of Hashem Tali, because of Ikvi Yisura. But Al Kapanim, the time that I don't know that it's Beinah Shmashas, which it might be Beinah Shmashas, then it could be Mekel. And now that Safek D'Raisa L'Chumra Midarabanan, I'd have to be machmer, so that would be able to be my Taisa Shamas, that's the Ran's Kasha. Now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Maschila Marei Mesateven Avalei Be'etzim Shebemuksa. And you land a start taking storage from Marei Mesateven, from a pile of straw, but not from the Eitzim Shebemuksa, not from the Eitzim that's in the backyard, which is being stored in the backyard. So that's a Chayra Estir. That would bother the Gemara. If you're going to say storage is Muksa, that's like a Behuda, so why would you be allowed to be Maschil Marei Mesateven? And if you say that storage is not Muksa, like a Shimon, so why wouldn't you be able to be maskel the Eitzim Shebemuksa? So the Gemara is two lashonis. The first lashon is maskelim reimus ateven. Rav Kana said that teaches you maskelim reimus atchil you're allowed to take from the storage, and that would go like Reb Shimon, the lesley muksa. According to Behuda, he holds the muksa. So whatever's in the storage is you maksadite from it. So the question is, so why not the Eitzim Shebemuksa? That would go like Reb Yehuda. So the Gemara says it's arzi v'ashuchi, it's muksa maksa sarin kis. That's the thing. It's talking about a specific type of wood, a certain type of a cedar wood, which is generally used for construction and not used for firewood. It's muksa maksa sarin kis. And even Reb Shimon is maida. And then he says, ikka demasa la seifa, leba esish of a muksa tells you that you're not letting it take from storage, and that goes like a Yehuda. And what's the pshat you can maskla barimis a tevin? The Gemara says, it's talking about a tevin which you can't use for anything else. You can't use for animal food because it's tivna sarya. It got ruined. And you can't use it for cement because it's ispe kaitzim, and memela, it's not muksa. That's the Gemara. So just one ara on our Kivega. We mentioned Sir Kivega way back on that Bezim and Bez. Taisus there says, the Gemara there, we're going on a Mishnah, it's a little bit later, on Laman Alpha and Bez. The Gemara there brought a Mishnah that was a Stam Mishnah that goes like Rabbi Huda. And the Stam Mishnah is, Eimavak and Eitzim in Akairis, Vloim in Akairis and Ishbar B'Yaptif. You can't chop wood from the beams, and not from a beam which got broken on Yaptif. And the Gemara there explains, the Kairis were a Savar Shel Kairis. A Savar Shel Kairis means a pile of beams that's piled up nicely, clearly for construction. And Kairis and Ishbar means you had a beam that was in a roof, and it broke, so it's nilut. So Taisus here says the following. Taisus says that the Gemara says it's a Stam Mishnah, not like Reb Shimon, a Stam Mishnah like Reb Yehuda, is only because of Kairish and Ishbra. The Kairish and Ishbra, the Kair that broke, because if it broke, probably it was aimed to break, it was probably Ru'ua, Taisus says, and therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be mutter to use it. But the Savar Shel Kairish that's there, which is meant for construction, that's Muksa Machsa Saran Kis. Even Reb Shimon is mutter. That's what Taisus says there. He says, I wouldn't say that. Muksim Aksa Saran Kis is something which you still wanted for Saran Kis. L'mashal, you have a Sakin Shel Mila, or a Sakin Shel Shechita, and you want to use it as a Sakin Shel Mila. And now you want to go, and even though you're holding it as a Sakin Shel Mila, but you're now going to go and use it to cut something else, that's also, that's Muksim Aksa Saran Kis. But if in middle of Shabbos and Yontif you decide to use the Sakin Shel Shechita or Sakin Shel Mila for something else, so male, it's not Muksimah Saran Kis. It's used for something else. What are you going to say? Because Ben Hashmash is Muksimah Saran Kis. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Migadus Usay Ben Hashmash. He doesn't hold the Muksa. So male, since now it's not Muksimah Saran Kis, it shouldn't be a problem. And Rabbi Kivega says that, Ladina, in Shulchan Aruch also he says that Svarit. And he says like this, he says, the Sakin Shel Mila is Muksimah Saran Kis when you're planning on using it for Mila. If you take the Sakin and you put it in your drawer to cut vegetables, then it's no longer Muksa and Kis, even if it's Be'emsa Shabbos. And he says, but Taisus in that basis, not that way. So he buys it to Tzarechin. But that's what he held the Svar. So, in fact, the Ar Gadol on the Mishnayis, this Gemara is Mamish Mufurish, not like Rabbi Kivega. This Gemara is very similar to the Savish Lakaris, it's Arzi Vashuchi, it's a cedar wood. And the Gemara says that even if Shimon holds, he can't take it for firewood. Even though, of course, when you take it for firewood, you're no longer using it for construction. So you see, first, not like Rabbi Kivega, Mamasha, often a Gemara, not like Rabbi Kivega, a Gemal ben Kakasha, a Tzarechi and Gadol, how can we ask Rabbi Kivega from this Gemara? I saw in the Sefer Heyer Yosef, my Heidig and Mechaber, written on Rabbi Kivega, that's Matriach, to be Miyashiv the Kasha, but Mamasha, it's a good Kasha, Rabbi Kivega.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.